B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
it?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Big yawn.
Mani,
like, as he's pulling up the mic, that was the biggest yawn I've ever seen.
Oh, no, buddy. Are you tired?
I'm like a lion in, like, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon in the safari. Like, yeah. Sleeping. Yeah. I'm okay. Amanda's away this week, so, like, I have just run to the house. I drop the kids off at the nanny at 7 p.m., and then I come home, and it's like, I'm buzzing through DVR stuff that she doesn't want to watch.
So this
every episode of Gold Rush, you know.
This morning, did you, like, turn on all the lights and jam out to music?
That is my favorite.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely, Roy.
You don't have to be quiet.
Yeah.
I don't have to bump into things as I'm leaving.
One more.
All right, bye,
no,
everybody.
No. but no, it was a great day yesterday. You're talking to meteorologist Mani. That's how I will now be referred.
Oh.
To.
Good Learn. Job. Yeah.
Thanks.
There's a video, by the way, if you haven't seen the video, go online to at the MRL show on Instagram and you can watch the video of Mani. He crashed Nick Koester's weather report on Fox 46 in honor of National Weather Person Day.
I mean, I got different meteorologists from across the country reached out, made comments on it.
Oh, like a critique?
A little critique. In fact,
what did
they say? A meteorologist that I knew from Memphis, Joey Solopek, his name is. Joey said this went about as good as I thought it was going to.
I think that's a compliment.
Yeah. Brad P. said you should have wore something green.
Yeah, I said you should have done that.
We wanted to see the floating head.
Jim Cantori said he was fearful of his job now.
Mm. Yeah. Jim Cantori didn't respond.
No, it was a lot of fun yesterday for National Weather Person's Day.
I loved it.
So I'm fulfilling my dream by trying to get a second gig going as a meteorologist. And then I got a message. We all got a text message yesterday from Roy on our group text that said that he is in the middle of doing his second job. You were at school yesterday.
I went back to school. First day of class.
Look at me starting all kinds of trends and stuff.
Yeah, I know. First Loren with the Italian class. Now, where are you? What class are you taking?
I went to Superior Real Estate School. And, buddy, it's tough.
It was really your first class.
Oh, it didn't go well. You know how I said a couple jokes around me to gauge the how cool the people are?
Yep.
Dead. Well, nothing. I mean, not giving me anything. So I walk in.
And you got to eye up to see who you want to sit by.
Yeah. I walk in, and, well, I picked my spot and hope people come near me. I wanted to be in the far back of the class. And so I walk in. The guy who's a teacher, he has a doctorate. It's Dr. Sam. And he drew a smiley face on the board, and I thought that was cute. And so we sit there, and when people start sitting down, I go, oh, thank God there's a doctor. I have a spot on my leg I've been wanting someone to look at. Nothing. I was just as... By the way, producer Nicole in my ear said, seriously, I was a warm-up. It was like
I was just gauging the audience.
I was gauging the audience. I'm going to give a little...
I would have left and asked for my money back.
She wants a refund.
Why are you not... doctor's like, are you not learning? We haven't even started. No, these jokes are awful. They're falling flat.
So, that's probably my first sign this my crowd near me is not going to go well. And so he starts telling people about the course, and he says that it's going to be like a postgraduate course equivalent to an MBA. So if you're used to that type of homework, that's what you're going to have. He was saying it's going to take about 10, depending on if you're a really good student, 10 to 15 hours of studying, which then I crack up near me and say, can't be too serious. He drew a smiley face on the board. Nothing. And I thought that one was funny.
You got Loren going.
I thought it was good.
But that's because I know Roy. If I was sitting in class, I'd be totally annoyed with him at this point.
Roy, you need to bring this with you.
Yeah,
the Lorraine laugh. Just have it on your phone and ready to go.
And luckily, I'm so far back. This is a massive class, and he has to have like a PA system to talk to people.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm so far back, he can't hear my
How many
jokes.
People are in the class?
A lot of people.
Oh, because if there was like if there was a few people, I'd say maybe they just don't follow your sense of humor. But if you have a lot, that's a large audience that should be laughing.
It didn't go well.
Was it a lecture hall?
It wasn't
or
like
a classroom.
It was a classroom, but okay. It was a very big classroom. It was the biggest classroom they had there. And then it starts setting in, I think, that because like I have to read chapters, you know, 1 through 3 by today. I had to reach 3 chapters by today's class.
How many classes a week?
It's 2 a week, and you can only miss 2 before he fails you.
So they do back-to-back classes?
Yeah, back-to-back classes. And you know, he sit there and's like, you know, it's going to be equivalent to a postgraduate. It's going to be equivalent to an MBA. And I'm like, I dropped out of community college. Like, how am I going to do this?
Did you say that?
Well, I told people around me. I didn't quite deliver it that way because I wasn't that loud.
How you doing? Will there be any, you know, handy cooking tips on what to do with those darn holiday leftovers?
Well, and then at one point we have a desk and he gave us all cards to like put your name on so he can see your name in front of where you're sitting. And I asked the person next to me because they were all using Sharpies, and I'm like, "Do you have any oil paints?" Or...
Oh my god!
Nothing. I'm like, I'm doing everything I can.
Bro, I know what it's like. I had to go to driving school in Memphis. I got a ticket, and to get out of the points, you go to like a 4-hour driving school. And I remember rolling in, and I saw some cat in the back of the room, and he had his foot up on the desk like this, and I was like,
"That's my man."
That's my man right there. And so I went and I sat next to him, Nicole. I know you'd probably do the same. I went and I sat next to him, and he was like very mumbly under his voice, like with funny things. And then so like we ended up clicking. And during the break, like we like you know, gave each other a high five. At the end of the night, we gave each other the double high five and split out. But we entertained each other.
Yeah. No, these people are like parents and people that's been to college before, and they're taking it very seriously. And
do you think maybe somebody recognized you and was probably like, you know, I get this in the morning. Like, I'm just looking to pass my real estate exam. Yeah,
maybe. I know the staff at the place knew who I was. And I was very scared that I was going to be the only person in the classroom. So a little backstory. I was supposed to go to the fall class, but I would have missed my first day of class, and it wasn't starting out good. So I kept emailing the school through their anonymous contact us. Hey, I can't do morning classes. I can't do night classes. I'd like to do afternoon classes. I sent like 3 emails. Well, finally, I was like, you know what? I'm going to send an email from Roy at kiss951.com. I was like, maybe then I'll get a response. And so I said, hey, I'm interested in an afternoon class. And the girl goes, you know, we've had like 3 other people say this exact same thing.
And it was all you the whole time.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm going to walk to a classroom and it's only me.
It's Roy. It's Woody from Woody and Wilcox and Sherry from Bob and Sherry. All trying to get Yeah. 3 morning show hosts go into a real estate class.
Yeah. But no, that was a completely packed class.
So are you going today?
Yeah, every Wednesday and Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What time?
I got bad news for you. You're going to miss that second class.
It starts at 1:30.
And goes until?
5:15.
Oh,
5:15.
Oh, that's a long
How many weeks?
Class.
I have 20 sessions.
Oh, what?
I won't be a real estate agent until like May.
Oh, you're not going to make this.
I better. I paid a lot of money for this.
I mean,
this is a $5 class.
I'm not being negative. He's just going to miss classes or something. Or he's going to get bored. Like, Roy gets bored. Like, ask him about how his book's coming along.
Oh, it's finished.
Oh, okay.
It's finished. It's just they can't release it. I got the approval to release it, though.
So you will complete the class, but you just won't get your certificate. I'm pulling for you, dude. I want you to because I want to start flipping houses with this kid.
That's my goal is to flip houses. And
I'm ready to.
But, and then they tell you, they're like, and you can only fail our final exam twice, and then you have to retake the whole class. And I'm like, oh, that's good.
Well, yeah. I think it's nice that they even let you take it twice if you fail it once.
Well, but see, when you go take the state and national test, not the school test, the actual certification, you can take that thing as much as you want. You can take it 7 times until you pass.
Okay.
So I'm a baby real estate agent. I'm working my way.
Good.
I'm learning.
Okay. All right. Well, Roy, watch him. He's your next realtor. Loren did something cool last night. You went to like some women's dinner, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Because I think that's a really cool thing that our friend Meredith Dean from Levine Children's Hospital puts on. We'll get into that. Plus, we got to tell you, did you hear that the guy who, I don't think it's Bitcoin, maybe it is Bitcoin. Anyway, somebody died, and he's the only one that knows the password to get $180 million out of an account.
Holy cow.
Oh. Yeah, let me read this story to you coming up here in a minute.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Loren, before you get into the dirty, tell everyone the cool thing you did last night with some of the awesome women from around Charlotte.
Yeah, it was really cool. Meredith Dean from over at Levine Children's Hospital, she does this very inspirational dinner called the Dean's List Dinner. And it's there's like 250 people on the waiting list now that want to be part of this.
And it's all women.
Yes. And they only do like small group dinners, and she has them every so often. But Fahrenheit and Bumble BFF, they hosted this dinner for her, and it was so cool. Like, there was a little cocktail hour out on the patio, so you got to see the, you know, the whole city. And then when you go sit down for dinner, you have to put up your phones. Like, they take them in a basket.
Whoa.
So it's you know, conversation that is meaningful, and nobody is on their phone or social media, you know, doing social media.
How'd you handle that?
Fine.
Not having your phone.
Do they explain it that way, or do they just say, hey, put your phone in the box?
No, they explain it that way. And she actually asked me to co-host with her last night. So
What does that mean?
I got to help lead the conversation.
What does that mean?
So at each of these dinners, they have themes. And
what does that mean?
Last night's theme.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking like, about Brenda, quit talking. I got to, like,
no.
I think somebody leads the discussion.
Yeah, you just lead the discussion. So last night's theme was, what are you breaking up with this year?
Oh.
And so you help lead the conversation in, like, if somebody says, I'm breaking up with being hard on myself this year, then you leave the conversation on like how you're going to, you know, make that a priority, or how you're going to accomplish that. I said I was breaking up with stigmas. So, yeah, you know, different stigmas this year. And, you know, there was one point in last night, I actually paid tribute to my buddy Roy here. But
I like this. Okay.
And Meredith had asked me what is, you know, she's like, you get a lot of crazy calls and, a lot of fun topics, but what's your favorite moment on the show? And I said, you know, our laughs are a dime a dozen. So it's really hard for me to pick out one funny thing that happened on the show, but kind of a serious moment on the show that sticks out to me always and might be one of my favorite moments on the show is when Roy, came out while he was talking to a listener.
Yeah.
And the listener was, if you've never heard it, the listener was struggling with his sexuality and telling his dad that he was gay. And Roy, out of nowhere, shared his story. And to me, that is like one of the biggest moments that we've ever had. And I was so proud of you.
Yeah. That was, and it was awesome video because Loren was completely
shocked. I was, and I talked about that too. I was like, you should see my face because I was like, oh, we're doing this.
It's going public.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that that Meredith does that. She's an awesome person.
Yeah.
She's really cool.
It runs a Seacrest studio over there at Levine, like Loren said, but to have that many women in a room. And by the way, you're talking about a profession, morning radio, morning TV, where women are like, it's so important to this business. And I mean, I think it's tremendous, and I hope that some of the people that you spoke with in there might maybe come this way.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
There's plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, it's really cool because, you know, now there's an Instagram group that we can all chat with and help each other out.
Nice.
And, yeah,
I love it. Women's so important in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, they were like pushed away. You know, from all the men in the suits.
Paid less.
And that's why.
Harassed, quite honestly.
And everyone on this show makes the same salary.
Yep.
And we're so important to do that. So.
Yeah. And we all need to thank Roy for that, by the way.
Yeah.
Getting us a nice salary. Okay. Show everyone in that meeting last night what you do, what makes you shine here, and how you earn that cash.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
So the big news is that Jennifer Lawrence is engaged.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
We were all blindsided by this. Now she's been dating her boyfriend for a minute. But they've been seen on multiple dates in New York City recently, and one being a celebration dinner at a very fancy upscale French restaurant where she was wearing an enormous ring on that finger. Now, her rep has confirmed the engagement.
And who's Bae? Is he somebody I know?
I think she's dating Cookie Mallorine.
So it's nobody we know.
Yeah. Well, I think he's Cookie? An actor, but...
Oh, you mean Cookie Monster.
No.
Jennifer, Mila Green.
So ICE agents say that they knew about 21 Savage's in immigration status since 2017. And his lawyer is upset because he was arrested based on felony charges that was expunged from his record. But ICE does not honor that. So this has obviously triggered possible deportation and a big thing. Now, the lawyer is upset because 21 Savage was actually trying to become a legal citizen, and that's how this whole thing got flagged.
Oh, me making man. Guest list. Cookie Monster, no want Oscar Grouch at wedding.
Okay. this is adorable. It's Girl Scout cookie season, and Cardi B got a remake.
Yeah.
I would have avoided a cookie story if I were you.
Well, I didn't bring it up because I knew that that was the outcome of it.
We have no time. We play clip next.
Okay. All right. We'll play it in the 7:30 Dirty Cookie Monster.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
So, do you guys know what BitCurrency is?
Yeah. Well, kind of. I don't really know what it is, but I...
It takes the place of money. So it's not actual money, but it still has the same, I think it still has the same value as money.
I think
it's
more.
The value fluctuates, yeah.
The value fluctuates, yeah, but it's still like, in other words.
It's weird. They like mine for these codes that are valuable.
Yeah, so there's a Canadian cryptocurrency called, I think I'm saying it right, Quadriga. And if I'm saying it wrong, I apologize. The point being that the exchange said it's unable to gain access to $145 million worth of Bitcoin after the 30-year-old CEO and co-founder died of complications arising from Crohn's disease.
So suddenly, obviously.
He was volunteering at an orphanage when he got ill and then eventually passed away. The problem is he's the only one that knows the password to get in to get that $145 million.
Ooh, so what do you do? How do you maybe give them your death certificate and hopefully they reset the password?
Like who do you give it to, though? Because Bitcoin, it's not like it goes through. Does it go through a bank?
I don't know.
I don't believe so. His death has plunged Quadriga, the company, into crisis and left it struggling to figure out how to refund more than 100,000 of its users.
Oh, so everyone else wants out?
On Tuesday, the company said it was granted creditor protection. The widower said that the laptop that he used to run the currency exchange is encrypted.
Oh, wait. So it's not just his money. It's everyone's money.
Yes.
Oh.
It's the whole company's money.
Belongs to the business.
Oh, that's really bad.
She said, I don't know the password of the recovery key.
Why would he create a system? He's dumb.
I have not been able to find...
I hate to speak ill of the dead, but he's dumb.
I have not been able to find any of the codes written down anywhere. The company has hired tech experts in an attempt to hack into the laptop and other devices to retrieve the missing cryptocurrencies. But she warned that some of them may be lost forever.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I love the iPhone, man. That Face ID is everything.
Oh, yeah. If he had Face ID, he'd just put his dead up to the
phone. And maybe his password's saved in there.
That's so messed up.
Do you guys have your passwords written down anywhere?
No. But they're all saved in my phone. So anytime I go to use a password, I just have to use my Face ID, and it remembers it for me.
Yeah. I mean, I have, like, 4 passwords that I rotate. So it's what Amanda knows if anything happens, it's 1 of 4.
Yeah, same
here. If you
want
to get my 400 in savings, you can.
But then it's like Aetna, our insurance requires like this most complicated password. So
a
I have
dot,
to use
an undertone of a tune.
Yeah. So it's like every time I need health insurance information, I'm like, what?
I know. I have no problem getting it out of my bank account, but my health insurance, I need to have like an undertone, a blood sample. Yeah. Hey, we're going to set someone up with a trip down to Atlanta to go hang on the set of The Walking Dead. So if you're a fan of The Walking Dead, hang tight. We'll do that in under 10 minutes.
color number 9. 704-570-9595. We want to get you qualified to go and fly to Atlanta for the set of The Walking Dead. We'll get you hotel and airfare included. The Walking Dead is on ABC this Sunday.
Mm, not ABC.
I'm sorry, AMC. Did I say B?
Yeah.
No, AMC. AMC this Sunday.
So caller number 9, you give us a shout. And then you also got to tell us which member of the MRL show you would take down into the bunker with you to run away from the zombie apocalypse.
I think Loren's the win. I think, I don't know why you would take Manny, and I surely don't know why you take me.
Well, you guys are funny. I'm just always like,
you're practical.
I've got stuff in my bag. Like, I'm a mom.
Oh, yeah. But you're high maintenance.
I'm pretty self-sufficient.
This bunker's not decorated. But I would imagine in the event.
I'll just decorate it myself.
Yeah, in the event of a disaster, you'd make do.
Yeah.
We would have like $100 left to like live off of, and Lorraine would spend it on something from Amazon so that we could have a new shelf.
It'll come here next Tuesday.
In the bunker. Well, I'm a meteorologist, don't forget, from yesterday's when I crashed a set of Fox 46, so you can have me to tell you the weather.
Except for you said a low pressure system was a cold front or vice versa.
I don't know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
All right, 704-570-9595. We're looking for caller number 9. We'll talk to them here in a second. But, you know, we're less than an hour away now from strip trivia here in the MRL show studio.
So, and you can, you'll be able to watch this unfold on MRL TV if you want to look it up. It's Kiss 95.1's Facebook live feed. And what we're going to do is we're going to have trivia questions. And if we get a question wrong, we get whacked.
A strip of wax.
I just want you to know, I've let every last bit of hair grow that I could.
Good. Good. See, a lot of, like, I know Nicole, Loren, Roy, they're all, like, a little nervous about the whole thing. I'm looking for, like, a waxing. Like, I got, there's parts of my body that, like, I...
You're going to purposely miss?
Yeah, I'm excited to get them waxed. So we're just going to ask random questions to each other. We found, like, a random trivia generator site. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Roy, let's see if you'd have to get a strip for this. What late disc jockey was the voice of Shaggy in the cartoon Scooby-Doo?
That was Casey Kasem.
Done. Roy, Loren, who was the first ever wrestler to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
Hulk Hogan? I don't know.
Not bad. Andre the Giant.
Okay.
Would have been your answer.
You to get waxed.
Yeah.
Break out the strip. That's happening at 7:50 this morning, you guys. You're going to hear lots of yells, lots of weird noises, and some fun trivia. 7:50 wax strip trivia.
All right, let's bring in Angela from Charlotte. You are caller number 9.
Yay.
Yay. We're going to get you qualified for that AMC trip to go to The Walking Dead down in Atlanta. We'll be picking the grand prize winner Monday, I believe. So you expect a phone call if you're the winner then. But we're also going to give you a T-shirt just for qualifying. Tell us, though, who would you take to the bunker?
I would take Loren because she's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You're 3 for 3. Welcome. We've done this for 3 days now, and all 3 days, Loren's going to the bunker.
Oh, that zombie apocalypse. I'm a survivor. I'm like a cockroach.
A boozy cockroach.
Well, but, you know, at least she'll have class down there.
She's a cockroach with a Louis Vuitton attitude.
Exactly.
Do you love The Walking Dead, Angela?
I do. Yes, I do.
Cool. Who would you take with you to go hang on the set?
She just said Loren.
No, that's like the bunker.
To hang on the set.
Go hang on the set. That's the grand prize if you win.
Like, out of you guys or my friends?
No, out of your friends. Like, who are you going to take for real?
Yeah. Well, it's 6:50 in the morning. Come on, guys.
No, it's fine. It was confusing. We just asked who you'd bring down to the bunker.
Yes, I know. Yes. Okay, so I'd bring my boyfriend.
There you go. Nice. Cool. Okay, well, like Roy said, we'll announce a grand prize winner on Friday after we get our last one. I'm sure they'll get in touch with you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you guys so much.
All right,
I love that she wants to take her boyfriend to The Walking Dead because nothing says romance like a zombie apocalypse.
That's true.
Each other.
This is one of those cool prizes that you can't buy.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'd take my significant other, too. It's just funny.
Once in a lifetime opportunity to go hang on The Walking Dead set. Another winner tomorrow morning at 6:50. Up next, though, Roy's going to tell us the secrets it's okay to keep from your partner. There's a whole list of them. Wait till you hear these coming up after 7.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So we found this article. It's about the secrets that it's okay to keep from your partner. Two of which, by the way, definitely one of which I don't know about. But we do want to remind you that coming up here, we're, 45 minutes away from Wax Trivia. If we get a question wrong, we get waxed. So if you can't keep around for that, that'd be great. But, you know, you want to tell your partner everything, but some things that it's okay to gloss over, like you don't like their family.
Oh.
I think that's okay to keep to yourself.
Probably.
You got to fake it to make it on that one, though.
Yeah. Your family doesn't like them. Say your sister or your mom actually doesn't like them.
Yeah, that's just a fight you should just avoid.
But you can read that, can't you, Lorraine? If you think someone in the family doesn't like you, don't you think you could read that?
Yeah.
You're like, your mom doesn't like me.
Yeah, but that's not for, you know, like, let's say one of my family members don't like Sterling. They love Sterling, but let's say they don't. I don't think that's up for Sterling to know. I guess it's for me to advocate on his behalf.
Right.
Yeah. It's for me to fight that battle.
Yeah.
It's for me to go, no, you guys need to do this.
Because that might just escalate the problem, too.
Yeah. You think that your partner's family traditions are weird? I'm sure Sterling thinks my family's obsession with Christmas is just that crap crazy. I mean, my mom has a Christmas room. Hmm. You find their friends attractive?
Oh, yeah. You might not want to say that, but they're going to ask.
No, they're not. Why would they ask? You think my friends are hot?
Well, can't you say, like, hey, which one of my friends do you think is the hottest or something like that?
Yeah, but you're just looking for a fight then. Mm.
Yeah.
That's a trap. Don't answer that question. You're the hottest one.
Yeah,
babe.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
Your friend doesn't like them.
We're so shallow. Hey, everybody, just trick your significant other and say it's you. What, Roy? What was the last one?
Your friend doesn't like them.
A lot of friends, a lot of people not liking each other.
Yeah, keep it away.
Hey, while Roy's reading those, maybe we can get some calls going, you guys, on jump in on the show here. It's time to hear you guys talk, quite honestly. We want to hear from you. Like, was there a secret that you kept from your partner for a long time? You could tell us what it is, or maybe there's a secret you're keeping from your partner right now. You don't have to tell us what it is, but, like, if you're keeping a secret, 704-570-9595. We'll see how many people around the Queen City are doing that.
Things to keep from your partner. You still stalk your ex on social media sometimes.
Yeah, that's not a conversation you need to have. That's just between you and yourself.
When was the last time you checked on an ex?
It's not. Why are you putting me on?
Isn't he out of town?
Yeah.
Your ex is out of town?
No.
I'm like, you know, it's scheduled that much?
Well, your ex lives out of town, doesn't he?
No, but here's the thing. You know how on Instagram now you can see who likes your or who watched your story?
Yeah.
I have an ex that creeps on me. So when I see his name pop up on my story, I always click on his story to see what's going on.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing with me. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, we're friends, so you might as well go see what's going on.
You don't need to tell your significant others about it.
No, I agree.
Yeah, it's harmless. It's not. There's nothing to it.
Right.
Something. Things that you might want to keep from your partner. You sometimes fantasize about your ex.
Nope. I'm good there.
That's heavy.
It is heavy. I don't ever fantasize about mine. And then the other one that I don't know if I agree with. Someone made a pass at you when they weren't around. I think I disagree with that. I think I would tell Sterling if somebody made a pass at him.
Why? To keep him on his toes? Why are you going to tell him that?
Yeah, I'm a hot item. Like, he needs to know the value of this, okay? He needs to know that there's other people out there that want me.
But I'm not even 100% sure Roy can read a pass.
That's
true. You
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone's giving you the look.
You'd
probably be like, what's wrong with you?
True story. Roy and I were at an event, and somebody was hitting on Roy, and Sterling was there.
Yeah.
And Roy had no idea, and I was like, oh, he's totally going to ask for your number later. And he's like, oh, what? And he did.
Yeah. That's for my number. No, Sterling, by the way, 5 feet away. Huh. I had no clue.
Hey, was there a secret you kept from your significant other? 704-570-9595. How did your partner find out about it? Did you tell them? Did they ask? We'll hear stories on that. You could text us, too, 704-570-9595. Roy, I know we got a senseless survey coming up.
Oh, yeah. A brand spanking new senseless survey is coming up in 5 minutes. So don't go anywhere for that.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
He used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Mark. Don't hang up. It's not a sales call.
Okay.
Hey, it's the U.S. Census Bureau. I'm calling. We typically go door to door. However, we just got to wrap up a couple questions here to put you into the system for 2019 and have about 30 seconds for a quick survey.
I don't really know that I got time for this right
now. You have to. It's part of your American duty. We do it every 10 years.
Okay, well, can I an email or something?
No, we're not that advanced. We just figured out how to work the telephone. Before, we used to go door to door. So now we call.
Yeah. Okay, but so you guys, I don't have any other way to do this?
No, I got two questions, and it's very quick. What are you doing? Why are you so busy?
Are they multiple choice or
It's short answer, a public opinion survey. What are you doing? Why are you such a busy man?
I'm getting ready for work. I don't have, but you know, fine. Let's just get this over with. So I got to do it. Let's go.
All right. Let's kick things off. What's your favorite constellation?
That's a stupid question. Next.
Okay. During the Ring Around the Rosie, remember that song, Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies?
Yeah.
Who is Rosie?
That's a stupid question. Next.
What is a pocket full of posies?
Mm-hmm. Are these all stupid? That's a stupid question. Next.
Okay. And how come no one has ever been shocked when you tell them you haven't seen the latest episode of Modern Family?
That's a stupid. What is the point of next?
Well, the point is because if I tell someone, I didn't see Game of Thrones, they think I just, committed a crime. However, if I'm like, well, I haven't seen Modern Family, they go, meh. Neither have I.
That's stupid. But can we get done with this, please?
What's the name of your boat?
A dumb question. Next.
Oh, that's a weird name. Is it SS Dumb Question Next? Because sometimes people put the S's.
Are you writing this stuff? You know what? No, that's not. I'm not answering the question.
What does the SS mean? Why do people even say SS? For sailors suck? Or sailors?
I don't know.
And do you think a colonoscopy should have been called a hindsight? Like a behind? A hindsight? And, they go up in there to look around.
This is ridiculous.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Man, for once, that guy got me because he was going, stupid question next. You don't want to know the next question, though, sir. It's not going to get any better. That's the thing.
Buddy, they're all stupid.
Senseless surveys every Monday, every Wednesday, 7:20 and 8:20. Tell your Siri to remind you to turn on the MRL show on Kiss 95.1.
Roy, it's funny you should mention Modern Family. I feel like you got insider information there because Modern Family is unfortunately saying goodbye. ABC is they're discontinuing the series after its 11th season. That's it.
But that's not this season, though, right?
No.
They're
going
to film a new one.
They got renewed for a season, but then it'll be over after that.
Yeah, that's kind of the end of an era for me and Amanda. We've been together. One of the first things we watched when she came to my house in Memphis was an episode of Modern Family. The first episode, I remember.
Well, now on your anniversaries, you can watch reruns.
Yeah, she had a fake pretend she liked my food that night.
A lot of people were wondering why ABC decided to not, continue the series.
Probably because of what I said. No one's shocked when you haven't seen the new episode.
Well, no, they actually were getting really strong ratings, according to sources. But they just said it's time. It's been 10 seasons. Yeah. We're going to do the 11th. And there's...
The kids have to leave the house and stuff. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Meanwhile, you got Grey's Anatomy since 2005, going strong for 15 years.
The Simpsons since 1989.
How that is so around.
I have no idea.
I know.
All right, so J-Law, she got engaged, and a lot of people didn't see this coming, even though she's been pretty serious with her boyfriend for a minute. He's an art dealer, and the ring is ginormous, according to sources. Mm. Now, they've been seen a couple of times, spotted out on multiple dates, including one celebratory date in a very fancy, upscale French restaurant.
Ooh.
Where that ring was very... front and center. Kelly Clarkson, she says that she has to work on this specific thing before she can start her talk show.
I do need to learn, and I have literally been watching, I've seen your show, tons of it, but I watch all your episodes and Oprah's and everyone's because I'm how do I listen? Because I was not good at listening.
What'd she say?
She was talking to Ellen there, by the way.
It is hard because when we have guests in here, you're thinking about your next question instead of just listening to their answer and responding to their answer.
Yeah. That's the best is when you listen and respond.
Yep.
Yep. You're right.
So Pink, she got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And speaking of Ellen, Ellen is the one who introduced her. And to pay tribute to her, she took the opportunity as a stand-up show.
The world knows Pink as Pink, but I know, is it Alyssa? Allison? Alicia? Alicia. I know Alicia. Shy, lazy, quiet, timid, doormat.
All the things nobody's ever called her, right? So Cardi B, we love her song Money, but the Girl Scouts have redone the song, and this time they're talking about selling cookies.
I'm not sure if all I need is some cookies to get some. These real nut and apple. I got girls in my truth. Cookies to food. I got girls in my truth.
That's awesome. I got a knock on my door, and a Girl Scout was there, and I was like, do you want to buy? And she's like, your order's ready. It was one box of the worst kind of cookie.
Oh, no. What was it?
I couldn't even remember. I took an Insta story of it, but now that's gone. And somebody said it's what you use to dunk into coffee. It's that kind of cookie.
I never know how to say it, but the trefoil
or something like that? Yeah. Well, hello, Thin Mints.
I don't know, but bring on cookie season.
Roy, I was not happy. I mean, I'm glad we donated to the Girl Scouts, but if you're going to donate, get the good cookie.
Well, who
there's rare
them?
Ones. You know, there's like the lemon ones that you can only find in like rare
troops. Yeah.
There's like rare Girl Scout cookies that I'm always on the prowl for.
No, just give me a case of Thin Mints.
I would like to take this moment to say that Roy is not prowling for Girl Scouts. He's prowling for Girl Scout cookies, lest anyone missed a word that he said there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for clearing that up. That's your dirty.
That's funny. Can't be Loren. Thanks for clearing that up.
Okay, buddy. So, you never know. I'm trying to avoid emails.
Yeah, we get the complaints. 704-570-9595.
Now, yesterday you said you think your highest win total was 70.
Yeah, I think so.
People are starting to hit us up on our socials at the MRL show and asking if this is a record. You're at 38.
See, and at this point, I kind of would like you to stop counting because the higher it gets, the more nervous I get.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're at 38, so call now and take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Kenya, welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever played before?
I have not.
Ooh, I love freshies.
Jeez. Okay. Sounded like you should have said that with an Australian accent. Like, I love freshies.
I love freshies.
All right, Kenya, throw this freshie out so that we can play.
We are ready. Loren, please get out of the studio.
All right. Who's we?
It's myself, Kenya from Kannapolis, and my daughter, Cecily.
Okay. All right. I'm going.
Yeah, I felt like Loren was like the senior trying to sell an elevator pass to the freshman that doesn't exist.
Fresh meat.
Yeah. All right. She's out of the studio. She cannot hear the questions.
Kenya, Kannapolis, here we go. Khloe Kardashian said the best way to get over heartbreak is just with time. Who is she currently dating? I'll give you a hint. Also, baby daddy.
I am drawing a blank. I'm going through all of them. Scott Disick, Travis Scott.
Three, two, one. Okay, not a big deal. Let's see how else we do. Kelly Clarkson's getting her own show, but admits that she needs to learn how to listen. What singing competition did she win to start her career?
American Idol.
And Lady Gaga set to perform this Sunday at which music-based award show?
The Grammys.
Congrats to J-Law, Jennifer Lawrence, who just got engaged. He plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
The Hunger Games.
And Nick Cannon recently shaded Ariana Grande after a night out with Pete Davidson. They both have pop star exes. Who was Nick's? Three.
Bradbury.
All right, come on in, Loren.
It's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Kenya in Kannapolis got four correct.
Ooh, good job, freshies.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I think that's going to stick now. Khloe Kardashian, Lorenz, said the best way to get over heartbreak is with time. She's currently dating whom?
Tristan Thompson.
That's correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Kenya. 1-0.
Kelly Clarkson's getting her own show, but admits that she needs to learn how to listen. What singing? I think we need to do that, too. Hey, Kelly, if you find a class, let us know. What singing competition show did she win that started her career?
American Idol.
2-1.
Lady Gaga is set to perform this Sunday at which music-based award show?
Grammys.
That's right, 3-2.
Congrats to J-Law. Jennifer Lawrence just got engaged. She plays Katniss Everdeen in what movie series?
The Hunger Games.
That's right, 4-3.
And Nick Cannon recently shaded Ariana Grande after a night out with Pete Davidson. He and Pete both have pop star exes. We need to know who Nick's former pop star ex is.
Mariah Carey.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you win with 39 straight wins.
Guys, I'm sorry. Four correct, awesome, but it's not quite a win.
Well, thank you. This is Kenya and Cecily from Kannapolis, and we can't beat Loren.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Still to come.
Yes, I hear the wax is here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've been so nervous about that. My pits have been sweating all morning.
I hope you're not getting your pits waxed.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Nicole, bring in the sheet so we each know what part of the body we said we would get waxed. We're going to play strip trivia, which is really wax strip trivia.
I'm so glad I'm wearing black today, so you guys can't see.
The four of us, Nicole included, will get asked a question.
Yes, if we get it wrong, we get waxed. It's coming up at 5. Don't go anywhere.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, boy. I'm nervous. You can watch what's going to unfold on MRL TV. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook Live, we have some wonderful guests in the studio. Emily and Melina, welcome to the Manny Roy on the Rim Morning Show. They are from New Brow. You guys are going to be waxing us today.
Waxing experts. And by the way, I love how the experts who are doing the waxing are like, you know, we were naming out the body parts that we're going to get waxed. Like, oh, yeah, people come in and get this done all the time.
Yeah, it's not a big deal for them.
And they don't scream. They don't squeal.
No. We're big babies in here.
And, like, I'm sitting there telling them how to shape up my eyebrows as if they need any instruction.
Right. I'm like, don't mansplain them on doing your eyebrows. Yeah, they manscape all the time.
Go to Kiss95.1's Facebook page right now. We are live on MRL Show TV, and you can watch this go down. Wax strip trivia. Each one of us will ask another a question, just a random trivia question. We found some random trivia website. You get it 10 seconds to give the answer. If you get it right, you're clean. If you get it wrong, well, you're clean, but in a different way.
I am terrible at trivia, but I'm actually looking forward to, like, being waxed.
Lauren's like, can I get waxed here?
Yeah, this might work out in my favor.
Well, we didn't really have our Melina and Emily. How much longer to heat up the wax? Are you guys ready if we start asking questions, or do you need more time? You can start going. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, they got a big machine in here filled with wax. Yeah. They got Q-tip.
Hand sanitizer, baby powder, all kinds of stuff for afterwards.
Right, oh, geez, the baby powder. I know what that's for. This isn't my first rodeo.
You've played this game before, Manny?
I have. I have in radio, yes. Against my judgment.
So, I guess we're going to ask three questions for each person. Thanks to New Brow. If you want to visit them online, it's newbrowstobrazilians.com. And they're over there off of East Boulevard.
All right. I'll tell you what. Roy, why don't you ask me first just to get the ball rolling, and then I'll ask Nicole, and Nicole, you ask Loren. We'll go in order around the room.
All right.
I can't look at the computer because you have the answer pulled up.
Okay. How many electrons does a hydrogen atom have?
I hate you.
That's where we're starting.
How many electrons does... All right, ask the question again, please.
How many electrons does a hydrogen atom have? You're talking to
100.
One.
No,
it's
God.
Only one. You're 99 too many.
All right.
All right, so first up on your list to get waxed is your chest. That's your first?
Oh, boy. And Emily just gave me a look like, really?
All right, take off the shirt.
Wait, so can I just lift it up? Do I have to come to you? Why don't you come over here to me?
Wait,
sorry.
All of a sudden now you don't want to take your clothes off? We can't keep your clothes on what? A normal basis.
You can do it like this.
So you can watch this unfold if you look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook.
We have guests, Loren. I don't want to get nude in front of the guests.
All right, they're bringing the wax over to Maney.
Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. You like me, right? Where are you going to go? Oh! She's going to go diagonal right across.
How hot is it?
The wax is hot, Roy.
Is it? It's hot?
Is this
Oh, my gosh, that's a huge strip. Emily! Yes.
Right up to the nipple.
Cow. O-M-G.
I say take the nipple off.
Oh, no.
Is this wax that you have to put a strip on, or is it the hard wax that just comes?
Oh, no.
Wait, what is it? I don't know what the difference is. Did it come off? How much hair's gone? Let me see if I am. So much hair, and then just blank. Just an empty.
It looks like somebody put duct tape and just ripped it off.
I'm clean as a baby right there.
You know you have to do the rest of it now.
Holy cow, I was unprepared.
So tell me, Lorraine, because you've evidently have experience with waxing. Uh-huh. What's the difference between the hard wax and the soft wax?
I think the hard wax, and maybe the girls can tell me, but I think the hard wax takes off more, right? It's like it kind of gets into your pores, so you're taking all of it.
Oh, it's a lot more gentle on the skin. So the hard wax is what we want. Okay. And he's still, by the way, handling it like a baby.
You don't want it.
He's such a wuss.
Lucky dog.
Such a wuss.
We got to do a quick break. When we come back,
all right, Nicole's going to be on the chopper block.
I can't wait to hear you.
I'm going to be so mad if I get it wrong.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's Wax Strip Trivia. We're asking each other questions. If you get it wrong, a part of your body is getting waxed thanks to Newbrow. You can watch this unfold. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, we're on Facebook Live right now, and you can see this unfold. Maney just had a strip of his chest hairs waxed right off.
And by strip, we mean like a foot-long strip of my chest hair. Holy cow.
It was aggressive. Right.
This is for real. We're taking this very serious. We have experts Emily and Melina in the studio. Up next is producer Nicole. She has to answer the question, or the neck hair below the head gets waxed. What are you looking at me for?
Because I don't think she decided on that.
No, I thought we were going arm, but no, okay.
Trust me, it will be good for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you.
Yeah. All right, producer Nicole, Wax Strip Trivia. Tasmania is an isolated island state belonging to which country?
Tasmania. Are you serious?
Tasmania is an isolated island state belonging to which country?
Well, there's a Tasmanian
Uganda?
Devil. Okay, Uganda.
Uganda? Uganda get waxed.
The correct answer was Australia.
What?
Yep, that's the home of the didgeridoo.
You know.
All right. Producer Nicole's neck hair.
The phones are ringing.
Getting waxed? Yeah, the phones are ringing.
I gotta go.
Nope, you're good.
I think you're good.
Oh, my God!
Put your head down. Yeah.
Put your head down.
Don't move around, because if she gets waxed in the upper part of your hair, it's going to be bad.
Okay. You can watch this live on Facebook, on Kiss95.1's Facebook page.
That feels good. The hotness feels good, though. Okay, are you going to give me a heads up? What are we going to do?
No, don't give her a
Emily, you're going to give a three count?
Oh, my God, no, you almost went for it.
Almost went for it?
Nicole, don't move around.
Don't swear.
Okay, are you about to do it?
I don't think anything's happened.
I don't know.
Stop moving.
If you're just joining us, we're playing Wax Strip Trivia. You get the question wrong, you get waxed.
You can watch this on Kiss95.1's Facebook live feed right now. Look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook.
Hold on one
second. What?
She immediately, she almost like dived to the ground.
You didn't even get a count.
That's the best way to do it, right, Emily? Is not count, not build it up, just do it. Let me see. Let me see how it looks.
Yeah, that looks clean.
Looks great. Look at me. I got a huge space on my chest.
Wait, is it like now uneven?
Oh, yeah, you probably want to fix it up.
We can fix that up on your own time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll do it after.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
All right, producer Nicole, right, it's time for you to ask Lauren.
Oh, come on.
What do you want on your body?
I'm going to do my arm.
Okay. What about all your lower back thing?
Oh, I could do that, too. Yeah, I'll do my lower back. That's fine.
All right.
I have, Dallas calls it love fur. I'm Italian and hairy, and this will be good for me.
All right. Lauren, my friend, published in 1906, White Fang is a novel about a wolf dog written by which American author?
Oh, this is easy.
What?
Who wrote the 50 Shades books? Think about it. Harry Potter.
I don't know.
1906.
Stephanie Summers. I don't know.
Jack London.
Okay.
I would have never gotten that.
I'm like,
we're so cruel picking the worst
questions. Wax her back.
All right.
Wax her back.
Okay.
Wax her back.
You can watch this on Kiss95.1's Facebook.
She's not going to.
Brow is going to wax Lauren's lower back.
All right. She's not going to make a peep.
Let me see.
I don't know, man.
Can you even see her back there?
It's just the
wax being applied right now.
It just startled me because it's warm.
Well, wow, she's doing a big area.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of hair.
Wax trivia.
All right. Was that it?
What?
Yes.
What?
Thank you.
Well, she's had a baby. She can handle pain.
I kind of wanted to see how much hair came off from back there.
I'm dying over here, and you go, is that it?
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good.
I have no idea how upset
wax
I am right
more.
Now.
My turn.
I know.
Oh, boy.
It's my turn.
Yes.
You want my toes? I have hairy toes. You want my toes?
Sure.
That's something different that we haven't done.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Your toes?
Yeah, I'm hairy.
Sorry.
Oh, no. What if I kick you in the face?
And his feet stink.
Ooh, Emily says that happens sometimes.
You've been kicked?
Just joining us, we're playing strip trivia. Wax strip trivia. We get the question wrong, we get waxed, and then it gets pulled off. So far, my chest, Nicole's neck, Loren's back. And then, by the way, nobody's known an answer to any of the trivia questions.
Hang on, we'll let you do both.
Okay, hold on.
Because toes are small, you know? I feel like it's only fair.
Oh, come on, you two. Just pick a question.
Well, hold on. We want to make sure he gets waxed.
I'm not that smart. You guys act like I'm the freaking Einstein over here. Like, I'm going to get them all right.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's it. That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay.
All right. How do y'all want to do this? You want me to hike up my leg or something?
Well, yeah, we got to ask the question first.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, okay, go ahead. All over the bottom of your foot. Black fuzz from your socks.
Oh, yeah, there is black. I'm wearing black socks. I'm sorry.
Put his foot on the counter. I mean, what are you going all crazy?
Okay.
All right. Come on.
All right, Roy.
Okay.
Who was the first man to appear on the cover of Playboy magazine?
The first man?
Yes.
Hef.
That's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess, but it is incorrect.
Oh, come on.
Peter Sellers. In April of 1964.
Can I use your chair to hike my leg up?
Yes.
I would have said Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, but Hef owns it.
Playboy?
First man on the moon, first man on Playboy. Those are two astonishing feats.
You know, I figured Roy wouldn't know it was on Playboy.
Emily from Newbrow heading over with the wax. What are you doing, the big toe, Emily?
Oh, gosh, she's doing the big toe. Oh, no. Oh.
I felt like the toe was going to hurt. Yeah.
Take that mic there. Give Emily the mic so we can ask her how she thinks we're handling this. Emily, while you do that, how are we handling the waxing?
You guys are doing great, honestly.
Oh, no.
I mean, you don't hear this much screaming and yelling at the salon, do you?
No, we're just wuss.
Do people ever swear at you? Oh, yeah, women.
Women handle it better, yeah.
Oh, no. No! Good God! What was that?
Did it hurt?
That was like a double thing hit. She did half of it, then the back. The back half was worse than the front half.
All right, let's take a show vote. We have time for one more question. Who should get it?
I got another toe if you want to shape that up.
I say Loren, since she didn't really.
Okay.
Oh, you want to go again?
Yeah, I'll go again.
You do?
Yeah.
Will you do your nose this time?
Oh, I suppose.
All right.
How do you do your nose?
No, come on.
Emily, can y'all go up in someone's nose? Yeah.
Emily, that's a popular spot, right?
Oh, I kind of want my nose
done. At least
hand
me a tissue, because I have a runny nose today. I don't know if that's like a...
Right, she's got gloves on.
Okay. I have a lot of hair in my nose. Maybe we can do a question.
Right, quickly, producer Nicole, find her a question. Ask her a question, and let's see if we can't get her waxed.
I mean, I'm not going to know the answer.
You might.
All right.
By the way, I feel like my foot's lighter ever since I got my toe waxed. I had a lot of hair on that one toe. Oh,
the nose is going to hurt.
If you're unable to watch on our Facebook Live on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, video will be up later today. You can watch in its entirety.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, we should also do like a Facebook exclusive wax.
Yeah.
Well, while producer Nicole finds us, on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad does the nose hurt?
Not bad.
Okay. All right.
All right, Lauren.
You're so lucky.
You like sports?
Yeah.
In Olympic archery, what is the standard distance of the target from the archer?
100 feet.
Good guess.
70 meters.
Dang.
Which is probably 100 feet, but we're not good at math, so. All right.
All right. How do I do this? Did I just put my head back?
Yeah. Lorraine getting her nose waxed.
So gross.
I got bumps on my neck now.
You and I are cooked.
My toes itch ever since I got
but
my
But it feels good.
Can you do both? Can I just breathe out of my mouth? I don't want them to be uneven.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. Hold on, Emily. Before you do it, let me watch.
This is so gross.
Let's count to three, everybody.
Right, one. She has like a big two. Oh, my gosh. She's like an ice cream. She has a stick sticking out of her nose.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
This is the most craziest thing. You've got to watch this on Kiss 95.1's Facebook.
So gross.
All right, here we go.
Can I pull it?
Can we count?
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Ready? One, two, three.
Am I bleeding?
You're so dramatic. We can't do anything. We can't do anything. Everyone that goes in is probably a quiet place, right. And then there's us.
Let me see this. Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Ooh, you had a lot of hair in that nose.
Oh, that was awesome. Emily Molina from New Brows. To Brazilians.com. You go check that out. New Brows. N-U-E. Brows to Brazilians.com.
I'm just watching the replay on Facebook Live.
Hey, will you hang out and do some more while we're on Facebook Live on the Kiss95.1 Facebook page? All right. Head over there, you guys. We'll do some more wax trivia coming up. Thank you, everyone. Another great idea concocted over lunch.
Call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
Call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, don't hang up. It's not a sales call.
Okay.
Hey, it's the U.S. Senseless Bureau. I'm calling. We typically go door to door. However, we just got to wrap up a couple questions here to put you into the system for 2019 and have about 30 seconds for a quick survey.
I don't really know that I got time for this right now.
Well, you have to. It's part of your American duty. We do it every 10 years.
Okay, well, can I get an email or something? Like,
no, we're not that advanced. We just figured out how to work the telephones. Before, we used to go door to door. So yeah, now we call.
Yeah. Okay, but so you guys, I don't have any other way to do this?
No, I got two questions and it's very quick. What are you doing? Why are you so busy?
Are they multiple choice or like, is there like a...
It's short answer, a public opinion survey. What are you doing? Why are you such a busy man?
I'm getting ready for work. Let's just get this over with. So I got to do it. Let's go.
All right. Let's kick things off. What's your favorite constellation?
That's a stupid question. Next.
Okay. During the Ring Around the Rosie, remember that song, Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posies?
Yeah.
Who's Rosie?
That's a stupid question. Next.
What is a pocket full of posies?
Are these all stupid? That's a stupid question. Next.
Okay. And how come no one has ever been shocked when you tell them you haven't seen the latest episode of Modern Family?
That's a stupid... What is the point of next?
Well, the point is because if I tell someone, like, I didn't see Game of Thrones, they think I just, you know, committed a crime. However, if I'm like, well, I haven't seen Modern Family, they go, huh, neither have I.
That's stupid. But can we get done with this, please?
What's the name of your boat?
A dumb question. Next.
Oh, that's a weird name. Is it SS Dumb Question Next? Because sometimes people put the S's
in. Are you writing this stuff you know what? No, that's not the... I'm not answering the question.
Speaking of, what does the SS mean? Why do people even say SS? For sailors suck? Or sailors...
I don't know.
And do you think a colonoscopy should have been called a hindsight? Like a behind, like a hindsight? And, you know, they go up in there to look around?
This is ridiculous.
Your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, the break. We I got my neck done. Because if you guys didn't know, like 24 minutes ago, we started playing wax strip trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And during the break, I got my neck done, and somebody, and my neck's really red from the wax. And someone's like, Roy, you're officially a redneck. So thank you. I'm glad I'm really officially a redneck.
That's funny.
Pretty sure Cole got hers done and yelled out the most vulgar word in the alphabet.
You can still watch all this on Kiss95.1's Facebook, but Loren is going to do the dirty while being waxed.
Yes, I'm going to get my arms waxed while I'm doing the dirty. So
Emily from Newbrow.
You guys are ready.
She's over there. She goes, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a true professional, Emily. You won't jinx her. She'll go and...
Oh, I'm sure I'll scream.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we all had no idea, but apparently J-Law is going to be a married woman.
You know, the wax is a pretty color. It's like this bluish.
It is.
All right, keep
and
going.
It's warm. It feels good when they're putting it on. So she was spotted with a big rock on that finger, and her new fiance were having dinner at an upscale French restaurant. No. Oh, that one hurt. Why did that hurt worse than my back? Okay. Wow.
All right, so they were out at a French restaurant. Yeah. Jennifer Lawrence and New Bay, who's not a celebrity.
No, he's an art dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've been together for a minute. This isn't a brand new relationship. So, 21 Savage, the ICE agents who took him in, and he's now facing possible immigration, say that they knew about him and his status since 2017. And the reason that they're coming after him now, they arrested him based on felony drug charges, which was expunged from his record. But apparently ICE doesn't have to follow those same guidelines. And he was... He was just trying to become a legal citizen.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay.
You're such a pro. Look at you doing the dirty and getting waxed at the same time.
Oh, man. She put the wax strip over it, and, like, only half the hair came out, by the way.
Oh, you had that much hair?
Yeah. And Italian hair is stubborn.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wax it again.
Meghan Trainor, she's dropping her new EP on Friday, so we're all excited about that. We just got a list of the 6 songs that will be released, and as soon as we have those on Friday, we'll definitely play those for you in New Music Friday. Oh, you want to do what Loren likes while she's doing this, too?
What's your name? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
All right. This is the best travel mirror that you will find. And it's even got a little magnifying glass on it. So when you're on the road, now you can still have the perfect light to do your makeup. Because let's be honest, we've all been in those hotel rooms where it is so dark you cannot find a light to save your soul. And you go outside and your makeup looks like you are entering a drag show.
Hey, those are fun.
I've been there. And listen... I got to pay homage to my girls that are rocking that kind of makeup.
Yeah.
But during 12 o'clock for a luncheon, that's probably not appropriate for me. So.
By the way, Emily and Melina, who came in to do the waxing for us, she's working very hard on your right arm.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the hair's not coming out.
You going to tip her?
Yeah, we're still on the right one.
Seriously. This one's aggressive.
Now, how would you say we are as waxies? Are we...
She said we're bad.
Yeah, I know.
She said women handle it better than me and you did.
Yeah,
although
not,
Nicole was yelling like a banshee.
She's a dude. I mean, she's one of the bros.
That's the nicest thing anyone said to you today.
Thanks, you're welcome.
All right, we'll do a little recap of our wax strip trivia coming up here in just a little bit. Lots to do. Lots more to get into. We have the sexiest cities in the U.S. we're going to talk about. And if you want to watch us, head over to Kiss95.1's Facebook page. We're still getting some waxing done over there.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
Roy and Lorraine.
Kiss 95.1. I like that one. I like that horn.
That's an I regret nothing horn. Man, oh man, what a show we've had today. What, you know what? We've had a really good couple weeks here on the MRL show. You know, of fun things that are kind of, as we say, out of the box with tasing trivia or truth or taser, wax strip trivia like we did today. How's everybody feeling?
Okay.
My neck's really hot.
So if you just joined us, we all took part in wax strip trivia. Nobody got any trivia questions right, and we all got waxed.
Yeah, nobody got anything right.
They were hard, though. Like, we all looked for the hardest ones to ask each other.
Although my toe was really itchy, I got my toes waxed. Not anymore. The pain is redirected to the neck. Like, you know? It's like my body was like, don't have enough nerves to deal with that. We'll just focus on the neck.
See, like, right along.
Like, from this random trivia website we found, Lorraine, you know the answer to this. What water sport is the official state individual sport of Hawaii?
Surfing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roy, what is the mathematical formula for Newton's second law of motion?
E equals MC squared.
Close. Force equals mass times acceleration. Mm. So you get it. You know, close. We're wrong. Which fast food chain once tested bubblegum broccoli for the children's menu?
Oh, that was Carl's Jr.
McDonald's.
Oh, crap.
Bubblegum broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
Looking that up.
Interesting. Bubble.
Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached?
The first one was Nixon?
Andrew Johnson, 1868.
Mm. Yeah, he wasn't a good guy.
There was a lot of people back around that time that weren't good guys.
They weren't good guys then.
Yeah. I mean, I got my chest waxed. Lorraine got her arms waxed. Roy and Nicole got their necks done. So, like, my chest is bare on one side, but there's a ton of hair on the other. I'll post a picture at Meany Radio on Insta so you can see it. And I'm just going to trim to match. Thank God it's winter and I don't have to wear, go to the pool. Oh, man, I do. I go to Little Otter.
Oh.
I go to Little Otter on Friday.
Oh, no. And all the parents are going to be judging you.
Little Otter swim class. I'm screwed. Somebody sent us a text message, and I thought it was interesting for two reasons. One, they say, y'all have the same laugh now. That's somebody with area code 919 said that.
We all have the same laugh?
I think we were all just screaming.
Yeah, I think we were screaming. Manny has the most different laugh than all of us. See? That's his laugh.
And here's Loren's laugh. Yeah. We all know this one. Now you laugh, Roy.
I don't know. It made me laugh.
Okay, so this person also sends a text message and says, listening to the wax strip trivia is hilarious. Reminds me of the times that my mom used to do it for my dad.
Okay.
So we sent back and said, hey, was your dad hairy? She responds with, no, they were both performers, in quotations, and needed to be hairless.
What were they doing? What does that mean?
Okay.
Performers?
What were they doing?
Well, I don't know.
We asked for... There you go. There was Roy's laugh.
Oh.
Got that. Yep.
I thought you moved on to another story. They're still trying to go for the laugh.
But what do you think they do? They're performers. So we've asked her and she hasn't responded.
They're probably in the adult entertainment.
Both of them?
Yeah.
What, you need to be bare for that?
Oh, it depends on what your interest is.
Depends on what your category is.
What it's labeled as, I guess.
We're getting yelled at.
Why do we have to go to a commercial break?
We do. It's time.
Come on.
We need to dive in deeper into jobs that your parents had that embarrassed you.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that, and we're going to talk about the sexiest cities in America and whether or not Charlotte made the list. It's coming up in about...
Yes. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Okay, so we want to know, did your parents have an embarrassing job? And maybe it was a second job. You know, like maybe... Maybe your dad was a clown or a magician that went to kids' parties and got heckled by kids. You know, I know your parents got to do what you got to do, but maybe you were embarrassed by their job. Maybe you were embarrassed because they had to drive a certain vehicle.
Like a school bus?
School bus, or maybe like...
my dad's truck that was eight different trucks put together with spots from where he buffed out the rust.
Yeah, but what did he do?
What do you mean?
What was your dad's occupation? Why did he have that truck?
Oh, I mean, he was a carpenter.
Yeah. Like a contractor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he needed it, but it was embarrassing. I'm talking about the guys who, you know, I mean, maybe you have
on East Boulevard, yes. There's an extermination company.
I was just thinking that.
Where it's like, what is it, like bugs?
They're Volkswagen Beetles.
Beetles, oh, yeah. Yeah, Volkswagen Beetles, but it's shaped like a mouse.
Yeah, they've got ears.
Yeah. And your dad coming home and the vehicle has ears and a tail.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. If you're embarrassed of mom or dad's job, we'll take your calls on that. And this is all stemming from a text message that we got because we played Wax Strip Trivia, if you're just joining us a little while ago. Each one of us got waxed after getting questions wrong. And somebody said, this is cracking me up. You guys yelling reminds me of the time that my mom would wax my dad. And we said, oh, was your dad hairy? She said, no, LOL. They were performers, in quotes. They both had to be hairless.
I am dying to know.
We can't get a response.
Maybe she's embarrassed now.
Could it be a circus thing?
Yeah.
Like acrobats, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I would think it's like swimmers have to be hairless.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Logan in Gastonia. Hey, Logan.
Morning, guys. How are we today?
We're doing well. Yeah, hurting after a wet.
Oh, you get used to it if you do it like 1,700 or 1,800 more times. You're fine.
What do you got, Logan? What mom drive that was embarrassing?
So, let's rewind it back to teenage angsty days in high school. I'm sure we can all relate. My mom, on top of having it, the job itself wasn't embarrassing, but she worked in a machine shop, and she had to wear like these giant fisherman-like waders. So she would like show up to school sometimes in those, which was bad enough. Well, then our car went kaput, and she wound up finding something for super cheap. It was a decommissioned county patrol car.
So yeah. Did it have a spotlight on it?
No, so it had the hole where the spotlight used to be. But in Gaston County, they're green on top and gray on bottom, right? And it's like separated by a yellow stripe. So the yellow stripe was taken off, but it's still green on top, gray on bottom. You can see the outline of where the Gaston County police sticker used to be. And we would hit 85 to go somewhere. We would pull onto Franklin Boulevard, and I mean like traffic just stopped. Right?
Like, you're a cop.
Awful. I opted in to ride the bus home for like 2 years of high school because I just could not be.
No. That's funny. Thanks, Logan.
Yeah, I hate that. So, like, I bought a Ford Taurus back in 2013 before the police started driving them.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it before them, by the way. And then now every cop car is my car. So I get on the interstate, and I'm trying to get where I'm going.
Keep
and everyone
slow.
Slows down. I'm like, come on, let's speed.
Yeah, I feel that way about the Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers are like fun vehicles. Why did the police got to take those?
If they're all black or all white, I'm like, whoa.
They got to keep up with the bad guys.
Speaking of school buses.
Let's talk with Joel and Monroe. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey, bud.
Man, my mom drove a school bus from the time I was in middle school all the way through high school. I couldn't get away with nothing. And I mean get away with nothing. If I made my girlfriend mad, she would go tell my mom. If I made any of my teachers mad, they would go tell my mom. I couldn't get away with nothing.
Because the bus was all over the town, from the school to the neighborhoods.
My mom knew about it probably before I did.
That's funny.
Do school buses have the radios in them where you can talk to each other?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she's getting radioed in.
When I went to school, we didn't have radios, and the only air conditioning you had was me, of course, because my mom drove the bus. I had to run through the bus and let the windows up and down when it was cold or hot.
But do buses have heating and air?
Well, they had heat, but they did not have air.
Yeah, ours had heat up north.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think my bus was just...
Thanks,
I think
Joel.
Mine was just...
There. Yeah, you just dealt with the elements. In fact, in my old county, the bus drivers took the buses home. So, like, you
that's embarrassing.
Yeah, so you'd have a big, massive bus parked in your driveway.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, could you use it on a Saturday?
I don't know the rules.
Right?
I just know that, like, you'd drive back in the holler and up somewhere, because everyone had long driveways, and you would see a bus.
Yeah.
You're picking up side gigs, taking people to weddings on the weekends, football games.
Why did your parents' job embarrass you? 704-570-9595.
This is Laura in Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Laura, go ahead. What was it?
All right, so it's actually my mother-in-law. She used to have a job up at Bass Pro Shop, and during the holidays, they kind of have Santa's little helpers, a.k.a. the elves.
Yep.
Now, granted, my mother-in-law is, like, 5 foot even as it is, so she's, like, really short. She signed up to do that year, and me and my girlfriend go up and visit her, and lo and behold, she is dressed full-blown, head-to-toe, in an elf costume, looking like a legitimate elf from the North Pole.
Yeah, those stores have those knockoff elves sometimes. Yep. They got to try and sell. All right, one more.
Okay, this is Cole in Dallas.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Hey, buddy. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. To tell us.
So, basically, it's my wife.
Okay.
All through her younger years, up until she got to elementary school, she never went to daycare or nothing. So, her mom was always the one to watch her because her mom didn't have a job at that time. So, when she ended up getting into elementary school, her mom went and got a lunch lady job at the elementary school so she could follow her to her school and watch her.
Yeah, I had a buddy who was the whose mom was the lunch lady, and
he I think that's great. Hey, maybe mom hook me up with some more nuggets.
Cole. Yeah, but then it's like mom is always up in your business, just like the school bus driver.
And then mom's telling you, you know, like to get off the equipment, and, yeah. and telling your, you know, now she's in charge of your friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's a whole thing. All right, keep those coming. You can text us or reach us at the MRL show. What do we got coming up next, Lauren?
Oh, those sexiest cities?
Yeah.
I don't know that they're so sexy.
Really?
And my hometown is on this one. I'll tell you if Charlotte's on the list, coming up in 5 minutes.
The Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Some of the sexiest cities in America, when you think about that, what do you think? Like Las Vegas, Miami...
Yes. Miami would be good. Maybe yeah. LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Maybe Dallas.
Okay. Well,
Buffalo, New York, you know.
Buffalo, New York. Heavy coats.
After seeing this list, Buffalo, New York has more of a chance than Las Vegas and LA.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So the sexiest cities in America, according to Refinery 29, I can't even believe this list, quite honestly. My hometown is on here, and I can attest to the fact that Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at number 4 is incorrect.
Well, what was their criteria?
Yeah, like how would they even make this list?
Well, I guess it's the sexiness of a relationship.
Oh, okay.
So the things that you do together, not necessarily sexy people.
Okay.
Yeah, you putting up.
Okay, so they don't have to be pretty. They just got to be freaks in the sheets.
Is that what this is?
Kind of.
It's a freak. Oh, so these are basically we need to change it from the sexiest to the freakiest cities in America.
I guess so.
So what's number 1?
Yeah. I'll go from 5 to 1.
Okay.
So number 5 was Bozeman, Montana. Okay.
You know, they got nothing else to do there. They're probably just
you know what,
knocking it out all day.
You're going to see a common thread here.
Okay.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 4.
Well, but that's a big city.
It's still, like, there's really nothing to do on a daily basis.
Okay.
Number 3, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're skiing.
Number 2, Boulder, Colorado. These are all cold winter, like
yeah.
very wintry states.
Yeah, they just stay inside where it's warm and just, you know.
What's number? Hold on. Let me give you the drum roll for number 1. It's got to be a cold area.
Well, we're not cold, so it's not Charlotte.
And this is probably the, okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Morganton, West Virginia.
Morganton, West Virginia?
That's awful. What?
Right? Charlotte, thankfully, did not make this list.
Now, this isn't based on looks when
no.
they say the sexiest city, not how women dress
no.
or what men wear.
No.
But Morganton, West Virginia is where West Virginia University is. Maybe the college kids are just freaky as all. You know
okay.
what I mean?
You're
Maybe
right.
Maybe the college kids are just really elevating the number. Because outside that, what does Morganton – when you go to Morganton, you go to watch a football game.
Yeah.
I've only driven through a portion of West Virginia. I've never even made a stop there.
Right. You are right. According to this list, it is West Virginia University that bumps this this number up.
Huh.
Yeah, after they go outside, burn the couches after a win, they go inside and then knock it out on the couch.
They move furniture, as we say.
Maybe they should do that in the reverse. I don't know. If you already burned the couch.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Sexiest cities in America, Morganton, West Virginia.
Yeah, I don't like that title, though, because you're saying it's not about looks.
It's about the freakiness.
It's about the freakiness of it. For just in time for Valentine's Day, Refinery 29 putting that out there.
I don't know if it's fair to call it freaky. Some people wouldn't say freaky.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the Can sexiness the of your relationship.
Thank you. Let me see this.
Yeah.
I think she's leaving something out.
Okay.
What do you think she's
leaving out? Let's see. To come up with their list, they analyzed data from the past 3 years of sales.
Uh-huh. In what?
Sales of what?
Sales of...
chewing gum?
Let's see. According to their research, intimate desires.
I had to dance around this topic a little bit.
Oh, really?
Okay, the Bobs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the adult...
Out of 250 surveys, 250 cities surveyed, the Bobs. Okay.
So wait, they're... Okay, now hang on. Now I'm confused. In those cities, is that the most Bob usage?
According to their research, the sexiest, in quote, city is Morganton, West Virginia.
It is the most purchased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They bought the most.
Well, then that makes me think you don't need no man. You know,
it's also where the most batteries are sold in America
that's
as
true
well.
Too.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.